今天跟弟兄姐妹分享的是藏在主里面。
The message I want to share with you is abide in him.
是从约翰福音第十五章一到十一节。
It is from just Gospel John verses chapter 15 verses 1 to 11.
那我们一起同声来念。
Let's read this passage together.
第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。主我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来，扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要藏在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。大概在一个月前，我在带九点半的主日学。
A month ago, I was leading 9:30 children's Sunday school.
那天刚好带到这段经文，约翰福音第十五章一到十一节。
I was leading John 15, 1 through 11.
那时候对我感触很深。
I was deeply touched that time.
那里面有一句话让我感受最深的。
I was especially moved by one verse in that passage.
那就是在约翰福音第十五章第二节。
Is John 15 verse 2.
在这节说到，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
It reads, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
虽然经文以前在看的时候，很没有注意到第二部分。
When I read this passage before, I didn't notice this one.
凡结果子的，他就修理干净。
I didn't realize that every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes.
你会感觉很奇怪。
You might be wondering the same thing too.
我在结果子。
I am bearing fruit.
我会被修理干净。
But I will be pruned.
逻辑上好像有点不太通。
It doesn't seem logical, right?
也就是因为这句话让我触动很深。
But I was being moved by the exact same reason.
我待会再跟你分享为什么触动很深。
Let me explain to you later.
今天我们在分享这段经文的时候，有几个重点想跟大家一起分享。
As we study this chapter, I want to share several key points.
我们今天来谈到在主里里面的时候。
As we study abide in Him,
我们思考叫在主里面怎么样去领受、信靠、顺服。
We'll talk about how to receive, how to trust, and how to obey.
也让我们思考到。神的管教，神的修剪。
We'll also talk about God's pruning and His disciplining.
也让我们思考到我们是不是渴慕神的话语。
And whether we cherish his words.
然后再谈一谈结果子。
Then we'll talk about how to bear fruit.
最重要的是一切的荣耀都要归给神。
And eventually all glory to God.
在没有细谈之前，我想先问一下大家，结果子是什么意思？
So let me ask you first, what does it mean to be bearing fruit?
我想很多人第一个想法是不是领人归主？
Many of you might think it's leading other people to Christ.
我想这是很重要。
Well, that is important.
但是我们等下再来看我们要结什么样的果子。
But as we study, we will see what kind of fruit we need to bear.
首先我们先来看第一段经文，就是在第十五章第一节。
First, let's take a look at John 15:1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my father is the gardener.
我们一切的供应都是从神而来的。
All we need is from God.
但是多少时候我们是偏行己路。
But how often we choose to go our own way.
很多时候我们用我们自己的聪明做自己想做的事。
Many times we do things by our own wisdom and our own wisdom is good enough.
但是神告诉我们。
But God teaches us.
他是真葡萄树。
He's the true vine.
一切供应都是从他而来的。
What we have is from him.
在诗篇第十六篇第二节。
In Psalm chapter 16, verse 2.
我们一起来念一段经文。
Let's read it together.
我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。当我们在常在主里面的时候，很重要一件事情。
When we abide in the Lord, one thing important is that
参加聚会。
We need to attend meeting in Christ.
很多时候，我们因着网络的发达。
Quite often because of the internet.
很多时候，我们主日敬拜的时候是靠着 internet.
We choose to rely on the internet.When it comes to Sunday worship.
但是圣经里面有说靠一直 internet 你就可以敬拜。
But the Bible never says you can worship through the internet.
因为在敬拜当中除了我们领受神的话语。
Because when we worship together in church, we not only receive God's word,
也让我们跟弟兄姐妹在主里里面有交通，
but also have fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ.
也让我们在弟兄姐妹身上看到神的作为。
We also learn from the brothers and sisters God's mighty work in their lives.
在希伯来书十章二十五节这么说到。
Hebrews 10:25 tells us.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
你们不可停止聚会。好像那些停止灌的人倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。我在我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹要离开。
I know many among us will soon leave us.
也有很多高中生即将进入大学。
And many high schoolers are on their way to college.
我想用这句话我们来彼此劝勉，不可停止聚会。
I want to encourage you guys with this verse. You shall not give up meeting.
Internet 代替不了聚会。
Internet cannot take the place of worshiping with believers.
在两个礼拜前我到 Salt Lake City 去。
Two weeks ago I went to Salt Lake City.
去参加 Joshua 他的毕业典礼。
To attend Joshua's graduation?
你们想说什么？ 他已经毕业，那已经知道说我也变老了。
Well, you might be surprised he's already graduated, and then you know I'm getting old too.
在中午吃饭的时候，有机会跟一个弟兄在聊天。
During lunch, I have an opportunity to have a conversation with a brother.
那位弟兄的 family, 他们在广州住了蛮长一段时间。
His family lived a long time in Guangzhou, China.
当我们在谈到就说，他在广州是在哪里聚会的。
So we talked about where he went to meeting in Guangzhou.
他提到的那个聚会点。
And the place he mentioned.
也是每次我在广州出差的时候参加聚会的地方。
It's the same place whenever I go on business trip to Guangzhou too.
就是因为我们在同一个地方聚会的时候，所以我们在族里里面有很多的交通。
Just because we worship in the same place, we have the common topic when we talk.
这个你在 internet 找不到的。
And you cannot find it in internet.
所以我鼓励在我们当中要离开的弟兄姐妹，还有这些孩子们。
So I encourage you who are leaving us and encourage you who are going to college.
当你们新到的地方去了以后。
When you are in the new place.
你们还是要在主里里面
Remain in the Lord
你们还在当地找教会参加聚会
Find a place in the local area and join their meeting
很多时候或许你在讲说找教会很难
You may say, well, it's hard to find a perfect church
但是神会供应
But God will provide
去年我在韩国出差的时候
Last year when I was in Korea for a business trip
我要回到美国我的飞机是礼拜天下午两点
My flight back to US is on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock
Sorry, 应该是四点钟
At 4 o'clock
但是我必须12点半从我的 hotel 离开
But I need to leave my hotel at around 12
那个主日早晨，我在想我要去哪里聚会。
Then I began to wonder where I could go to worship that morning.
最方便的。
The most convenient way.
Internet.
Internet.
后来我在跟我的姐妹联络的时候。
Then I contacted my wife.
姐妹建议说你要在附近找教会。
She suggested I should find a close one near my hotel.
那我就开始找教会。
Then I began to search.
我必须十二点半从 hotel 离开。
I need to leave my hotel around 12:30.
所以我参加的聚会必须在十一点结束。
So the meeting I'm going to needs to end around 11, 十一点。
十一点。
11 o'clock.
所以我在找聚会的时间的时候，必须是早上九点开始。
So which puts me to a church that starts their worship around 9.
一早的时候有很多。
As I search, a lot of churches came up.
讲韩国话的。
But they all speak Korean.
那应主说，你能不能找讲华语的
？And my wife said, well, find a Chinese speaking church.
我一找。
Then I searched.
有好几家
Several.
是一点开始
But they all start around 11.
那我就开始在找这个所谓的English speaking 的教会
Then I started searching for English speaking churches.
也很多
There are many too.
是一点开始聚会
Which started around 11 too.
我要放弃了
I'm about to give up.
我要开始做 internet 的崇拜了。
I was about to start internet worship.
后来我想到我再做最后一次的 search.
Then I said to myself, I'll try one last time.
忽然间有一间教会跑出来。
Then a church came up.
是 English speaking 的教会。
It's an English speaking church.
他的聚会早上九点半开始。
Their worship starts at 9:30.
然后呢他们在11点结束
And it ends around 11:30 11
11
11、
mm-hmm. 那时候我很感谢神
I praise the Lord
我住的 hotel 离那个 church 走路15分钟
The hotel I lived in it's about 15 minutes walk from that church
算一算，我走路过去，敬拜完回来，再回到 hotel 拿我的 luggage， 还是有时间的。
So I calculated if I walk there and walk back to get my luggage, it will be plenty of time.
当我去到那教会敬拜的时候
，Then I went there to worship.
我很受感动。
I was very moved.
当一开始敬拜的时候，领会弟兄说。感谢你们这么早来。
As the worship starts, the brother who leads the worship said, "Thank you for coming here so early."
我那时候很纳闷。
I was surprised.
你早来还要感谢吗
？Why do you thank people for coming early?
来敬拜是当然的事情。
We need to come here. It's our responsibility.
后来我才知道。
Then I realized.
那个教会，那一天开始。两堂主日敬拜。
They just started two worships that day.
在前一个礼拜，他们聚会是在11点一堂的敬拜。
The worship before that week was 11. It's only one worship service.
那个主日，他们开始两堂主日敬拜。
But starting from that very week, they started two worship services.
早上九点半跟下午一点。
Which are 9:30 and also 1 o'clock p.m.
那时候我心里很感动。
I was in awe at that moment.
当你真的一心来寻求他的时候，神预备。
When you search the Lord with your whole heart, He prepares for you.
当聚会完的时候
，After the worship,
因为在我们家，我们有一个有一个群。
I WeChatted. WeChat?
WeChat.
Yeah, to my family.
我跟他们讲说, Our God is awesome God.
I told them our God is an awesome God.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们,
I encourage you.
不要停止聚会,
do not give up meeting together.
网络代替不了弟兄姐妹肢体里面的成长。
The internet cannot take the place of brothers and sisters growing together in the Lord.
你们到新的地方去的时候
When you go to a new place,
找教会
Find a church,
在里面敬拜
Worship there,
在里面服侍
Serve there,
在里面成长
And grow there.
常在主里里面
Abide in,
领受上帝的话语，我们要信靠他的带领。我们知道说我们的好处不在他以外。
As we abide in the Lord, we receive, we trust and obey Him, and we will 什么？最后一句是什么？
我最后一句是什么？
Oh, and we know that apart from Him, there is no good.
因为翻译的姐妹是比较困难。
Sorry,
yeah. 所以就像第诗篇第十六篇。第二节所说，我们的好处不在他以外。
Just as Psalm 16 verse 2 says,
在主日里面成长，仰望神。
We need to grow in the Lord and look up to Him.
因为他是真葡萄树。
For He is the true vine.
And the 父神是栽种的人。
And the Father is the gardener.
再来就跟你们分享说，为什么我会选这篇题目。
This is the reason why I chose this topic to share with you today.
再讲到修剪跟管教。
Now let's talk about pruning and disciplining.
第十五章第二节说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。
John 15:2 says, He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
凡结果子了，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
很多时候我们在侍奉当中认为我自己很好。
Quite often, in our services, we think we're good enough.
你会说我读经，我祷告。
You will say to yourself, I read the Bible, I pray.
我参加聚会，我奉献。
I go to a meeting, I offer, I tithe.
我探访，我帮助。
I visit people, I help the needy.
但是在我们生命当中有很多需要神来洁净我们的。
But still, in our lives, there are many areas that we need God's cleansing.
所以主说凡结果子他会修理干净。
That's why the Lord says he cuts off every, he prunes so that it will be more fruitful.
在希伯来书第十二章第五节跟第六节。
In Hebrews 12 verses 5 and 6.
我们一起同心来念。
Let's read these two verses together.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说。我儿你不可轻看主的管教责备的时候也不可灰心因为主所爱的他必管教又鞭打还手收纳的儿子第希伯来书第十二章第十一节一二情凡管教的事当时不觉得快乐反觉得愁苦后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子就是义很多时候我们接受管教的时候我们感觉到是很痛苦的
When we are disciplined we often feel painful
但是回过头再来想的时候
But as we look back
神是为着我们的好处
We see that God does this for our benefit
因为他是我们的父
Because he is our father
他管教他的儿女
He disciplines his children
当我们被管教的时候
When we are disciplined
我们知道说我们是他的儿女
We know for sure that we are his children.
在好个 几个礼拜前我在 HP 工作的时候
Several weeks ago as I work in the HP
因着一个 project 我必须要去 train 一个人
I have to train someone because of a project.
但是那个人呢又很不愿意去学
But that person was not a particular person who likes learning.
他希望说我把他能够做的都帮他做完就好了。
Well, he expects me to do everything he needs to do.
That
would be great. Sorry.
但是我在想我把 knowledge 给你的时候你才有办法去帮助别人。
But I think I need to train you so that you can help other people.
但是他不愿意。
But he was not willing.
后来我在跟另外一位同事聊天的时候谈到这件事情
Later on in my conversation with another colleague I mentioned this
我在这位同事面前抱怨另外那位我要劝他的那位同事
So I basically complained to this colleague about the other colleague that I was to train
当时我心里在想我是为着那个人的好处
I was thinking, well, it's for the other people's good, other person's good.
所以我在背后评论那一位我要劝的同事。
That's why I talked behind his back.
我自己认为是真是很有道理的。
I was thinking I was doing the right thing.
因为我是为了帮助他成长。
Because I want to help him grow.
当我跟这位同事抱怨完了以后
So, as I finished complaining with this colleague,
我一转身的时候
I turned,
我看另外一个 cubicle 的时候
and I looked to the other cubicle,
被我抱怨的那个人 就在那个 cubicle 里面
the person I was complaining about was there.
神是很奇妙的
God is truly amazing.
被我抱怨的那个同事他的 cubicle 不在那个地方
Well, actually, his cubicle, the person I complained about, his cubicle was not there at all.
原来他的 cubicle 大概是有50公尺的远。
It's about 15 meters away.
但是那天他为了做我交代他做的实验。
But that day, because he was to do the experiment I asked him to do,
他把他测试的地方搬到隔壁我能够看得到那个同事那里
So he moved his place of experiment to the cubicle next to me
当我一转头的时候我整个心都凉了
So my heart turned cold stone cold as I looked back at him
那天晚上回家的时候
So I went back home that night
晚上我们全家在主面前我们一起读经的时候
as we read the Bible together as a family
我跟我的太太跟孩子讲说我今天做了一件错事
I said to my wife and my child that I did something wrong today
圣经跟我们讲说不要论断人
the Bible says do not judge
但是我早上所做的就在论断人
but what I've done in the morning is judging other people
但是神的提醒神的管教马上就在瞬间就显露出来了
But God immediately reminded me and disciplined me
隔天早上
So the next morning
我去找到那位被我抱怨的同事
I went to look for the colleague I complained to about
我跟他坦白地讲
I confessed to him
我说当初我的做法是希望说你能够学
Previously my intention is that you will learn
所以很多事情我不愿意帮你做
So I'm not willing to do a lot of things for you
但是我不应该在别人的面前讲你的事情
But I was not supposed to talk to other people to your back
我非常的 sorry
I'm so sorry
我不晓得我那天讲话的时候他有没有听到
I didn't know whether he heard anything that day
但是圣灵的光照
But the Holy Spirit shined light on my heart
当我们做错的时候我们要去面对
So when we did something wrong we need to face it
由于那个的经历
Because of that experience
才让我思考到
I realize
神会修剪神会管教
God will prune and he will discipline
甚至我们参加祷告聚会我们奉献我们服事
Even as we attend prayer meetings as we tithe
但是我们生命当中还是有很多神所不喜悦的地方
We still have many areas in our lives that do not please the Lord
在我们生命当中这些东西神会修剪神会管教
So God will prune and discipline such areas in our lives
让我们能够结出更多的果子
So that we can bear even more fruit
藏在主里面
Abide in him Also means we need to cherish God's word.
在十五章第三节，我们一起念。
Let's read John 15:3 together.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净。第十五章第七节。
Verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的。祈求就给你们成就在诗篇第119篇第9节一二情少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢是要遵行你的话神的话是相当的宝贝
God's word is precious
当我们要藏在主里面的时候我们要读神的话语
If we want to remain in the Lord If we want to abide in him We need to read his word
我们读神的话语必须是天天的
We need to read his word daily
不管你是在家里
Whether you are at home
或是你出门在外
Or you are away
另外有一处经文诗篇第一篇第二节跟第三节
Let's take a look at Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 and 3
我们一起来念
Let's read it together
我也喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想这人变为有福 他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。这边让我们看到我们要渴慕上帝的话语。
We see from the scriptures we need to desire God's word.
神的话语洁净我们。
God's word cleanses us.
但是多少时候我们真正愿意读神的话语？
But let's ask ourselves, how often do we desire to read his word?
在我们教会当中有几个读书群。
In our church, we have several Bible reading chat groups.
一个是姐妹的，一个是弟兄的。
One is for ladies, the other is for men.
姐妹的叫什么名字？
So the name for the ladies group is called 读书吧。
那how about 弟兄的？
读书嘛， are you reading?
所以一个爸，一个妈。
So the first one is let's read. The second one is...Are you reading? In Chinese, it's mom and dad.
That's right.
Two questions.
Yeah. 读书爸，读书妈。
Yeah.
当初呢，我想要说，为什么要这样做？
So I was wondering why we need to do that.
念圣经我自己念就好了。
Well, I can read the Bible myself.
我为什么要秀给别人看？
Why do I need to show other people that I've read my Bible?
以我自己的经验
Well, based on my own experience,
读书妈对我影响很大
The group has greatly helped me.
因为她督促我必须念圣经
Because it encouraged me to read, I must read the Bible.
我记得我在中国出差的时候
I remember when I was on a business trip to China.
我那时候想，我有很好的借口。
I thought to myself, I have a good excuse.
我在出差。
I'm on business trip.
我不用打卡了。
I don't need to like check in every day.
Check in every day.
Check in every day on the group.、
但是有一天我早上凌晨两点起来的时候。
But one day I woke up around 2 a.m.
诗篇第一篇二至三这段话跑到我心里面来。
Psalm chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 came to my mind.
我喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的尽都顺利。
That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers.
昼夜思想。
Meditate God's word day and night.
这句话对我来讲很大一个影响。
It impacted me greatly.
当你昼夜思想的时候，你倒时差就不是借口。
When you meditate day and night, that jet lag is not an excuse.
不管你在美国，
whether it's in U.S.
或是你在亚洲，
or in Asia,
昼夜思想上帝的话语，
you can still meditate God's law day and night.
从那一次以后，
from then on,
我每天打卡，
I check into the group every day.
我不是为了让别人看，
not for other people.
我是来鼓励我自己。
But to encourage myself.
我不读神的话语。
If I do not read God's word,
我行动就没有力量。
I have no strength in my day.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters.
读上帝的话语。
Read God's word.
不管你在 Boise,
whether you are in Boise,
或许你搬到别的地方去。
Or as you move to other towns.
神的话语是不分时间跟空间的。
There's no difference for God's word in times and in places.
因为他的话语带着能力，带着力量。
Because his word is powerful and gives us strength.
尤其鼓励我们这些即将进到大学的这些高中生们。
I especially want to encourage the students who are going to college.
读上帝的话语，每一天。
Read God's word daily.
当我在三十年前要到美国的时候
，30 years ago, as I prepared myself to go to U.S.
要上飞机之前
，Before I went on the flight,
我的岳父送给我一个红包。
My father-in-law gave me a red pocket.
那红包装什么
？For what?
Money.
For money, right?
Yeah. 我那时候拿到红包，我第一个想到的事情是看里面多少钱。
The first thing that came to my mind as I received the red pocket is to see how much money was in there.
钱数我就不说了。
So I won't tell you how much the money amount is.
但是在那个红包的外面
，But outside the pocket，
我的岳父写了这样三件事情。
My father-in-law wrote three things。
人生最重要的，第一个是你属灵的生命。
The most important thing in life is your spiritual life。
第二个是你的身体的健康。
The second is the health of your physical body。
第三个是你的学业，你的事业。
The third is your study and your career.
当我收到这个红包从我岳父来的时候
，So when I received this red pocket from my father-in-law,
我想我岳父他写错了。
I thought he wrote it wrong.
你出国留学最重要是干什么
？What's your main purpose for studying abroad?
学业。
Of course, it's your study, right?
工作。
It's your career.
那没有错，身体健康很重要。
Of course, health is important too.
所以我在想，我岳父应该这样写。
So I thought my father-in-law should have written like this.
第一
，Number one，
你的身体健康。
Your health.
第二个，你的学业，你的事业。
Number two, your study and your career.
第三个
，Number three，
你属灵的生命。
Your spiritual life.
因为这是我们到国外 念书最重要就是要追求学位。
For we study abroad to pursue a studying career, right?
若干年以后
Years later,
再回想我岳父所说的话
As I look back and remember what my father-in-law wrote to me,
发觉我岳父是一个有智慧的人。
I have to say, he's a wise man.
人的一生当中，你的属灵是最重要的。
Because spiritual life is indeed the most important thing in life.
因为神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because God's word is the light upon our feet and the light upon 脚前的灯 light before our feet and light upon our path, lamp.
没有神的话语，我们不晓得人生如何来走。
Without God's word, we don't know where our life leads.
所以当加学要上大学的时候
，So when Joshua was about to begin his college,
我把我岳父给我的这三句话，我跟他讲。
I give him the three things that my father-in-law has given me.
我给他的三个 S.
I give him three S's.
你讲说应该 A 比较好哈。
You probably say, well, three A's might be better.
第一个跟他讲，你人生最重要的是你的 spiritual life.
I told him the first thing is spiritual life. That's the most important thing in your life.
第二个是你的 body strength, 你的 health.
The second one is strength, your health.
第三个才是你的 study.
The third one is study.
所以也鼓励我们这些即将进到大学的孩子们。
So I encourage you who are going to college.
神的话语是我们最重要的。
God's word is the most important thing.
读他的话语。
Read his word daily.
思想他的话语。
And meditate on his word.
渴慕他的话。
And desire his word.
这样你才有办法藏在主里面。
That's how you remain in him and abide in him.
我知道进大学以后大家都很忙。
I know that once you go to college, life is quite busy.
但是神的话语是我们的力量。
But God's strength will be your, God's word will be your strength.
不止这些大学生需要上帝的话语。
Not only the college students need God's word.
在座的每一个人都需要上帝的话语。
Everyone here needs God's word.
要在主里里面的时候，我们要渴慕他的话语。
If we want to abide in him, we need to cherish his word and desire his word.
神的话语带着力量。
God's word is powerful.
很多时候我们偏行己路，用我们自己的智慧想做很多的事情。
So often we do things by our own strength and with our own wisdom. We want to do things our own way.
在1993年
In 1993,
那时候我 的身份是工作身份 H1.
My visa status was H1.
当我要再回学校去念书的时候，我必须转换成 F1.
But I need to change it to F1 as I when, was about to go back to college.
当初我在跟学校讲说我要换身份的时候，他们说没问题。
So I mentioned this matter to the school. They said, well, no problem at all.
你的奖学金不会有问题，就算你还在转换身份，还没有拿到 F1 身份的时候，你奖学金还是没有问题的。
So if you are, even if you are in this transition process, 奖学金
scholarship
will still remain.
当我1993年9月回到学校开始念书的时候
So when I started my study in 1993
我再次跟学校谈说我的奖学金什么时候开始领
So again I approached a school and asked when would my scholarship start
他说你的奖学金等你的身份下来再说
And they said we'll talk about it once your visa's settled
那时候心里面讲说怎么计划赶不上变化
Then I said, well, how fast does everything change? Not as planned.
当初想尽所有的办法
I thought every possible ways.
想把这个身份转换过程的 process 能够提快
To speed up the process of the visa changes.
我甚至跟学校反映
I even said to the school
我还没进学校以前你们跟我谈的是一件事等我进来的时候怎么计划又变了
Well you said one thing before I went to the school but you said another thing now
我甚至跟副校长 complain
I even complained to the vice president vice president、
但是没有用
But no use
那很多人给我很多的建议。
Many people give me advices.
我甚至去 visit Congress 的 office.
I even visited congressional office.
叫他们帮我写一封信跟移民局讲说我的 financial 有问题。
And ask them to write a letter to tell the people in charge that I have visa problem.
他们写信了。
They did write the letter.
没有帮助。
But there is no use.
那还有方法可以做的。
Is there anything else I could do?
有。
Yes.
开车去加拿大。
I drove to Canada.
然后去那边办签证。
And get a visa there.
然后再回来。
Then go back.
我跟着我太太，我们两个开车从阿拉巴马开到 Buffalo.
So I drove with my wife from Alabama all the way to Buffalo, New York.
从 Buffalo 的海关要出去的时候
So, at the custom at Buffalo
他们说你有一个 form 在哪里
This form?
Form, yeah
They said you had a form
我现在忘了那个是 I-90 还是什么
I forgot whether it's I-90 or something else
他说没有这个 form 你出得去进不来
They said without this form you can go out but you cannot enter
车子一掉头又回来了
So we had to turn the car back and drove back
4个月的时间
4 months
身份没有改变。
Visa didn't change.
有一天回到学校，在聚会当中的时候。
So one day, as I was at a meeting in the campus.
教会带领一个弟兄跟我讲一句话。
The church brother who was leading that meeting said to me.
人的方式用尽了，你有没有想到神？
So have you realized you've run out of ideas? Are you now thinking about God?
我说我人能够做我都做了，但是我还没想到神。
I said, I've done all that I can, but I have not thought about God yet.
他说，你有没有试过祷告跟禁食？
And he said, have you tried prayer and fasting?
我说没有。
I said, no.
他说你就禁食祷告。
He said, then do it, pray and fast.
但是他说
But he also said,
禁食祷告不是为了你的 visa 赶快下来。
You didn't just pray and fast for your visa.
而是让你去明白神的心意。
But for you to understand God's will.
我说好。
I said, okay.
那是一个礼拜天。
That was a Sunday.
我跟印主讲说，我们礼拜一禁食祷告，来去明白神的心意。
Then I said to my wife, "Let's pray and fast on Monday to seek God's will."
礼拜一早上。
So on Monday morning,
open mailbox.
I opened my mailbox.
我的 F1 approval 在 box 里面。
There was my F1 approval.
神很奇妙。
God is amazing.
但是你又会怀疑。
But you will doubt.
你想说是不是刚刚好那个时间就是到了，所以就是下来的。
You say it's just by accident. That is then it arrived.
我打电话去移民局查询。
I called to the 移民局。
Immigration office.
Immigration office.
按照我的 status.
According to my status,
我还在 waiting list.
I was still on waiting list.
但是那天早上,
yet on that morning,
我收到 F1 approval.
I received that F1 approval.
神是奇妙的。
God is amazing.
鼓励弟兄姐妹真的是思想神的话语。
So I encourage you to meditate on God's word.
要藏在主里面的时候读他的话语。
To abide in him and to read his word.
跟他祷告。
Pray to him.
他的供应超过我们所求所想。
What he provides is far beyond what we ask of him.
但是我再讲一次。
But I say to you again.
当初弟兄跟我们讲要禁食祷告的时候。
When the brother first mentioned to us to pray and fast.
并不是为了我的 F1.
He does not mean for our F1 visa.
为的是要明白神的心意。
But for us to understand God's will.
多少时候我们不愿花时间去读神的话语，跟神来祷告。
How often we do not want to read His word and pray to Him.
我们只用自己的方式。
We'd rather do things our own way.
但是我们忘记了我们的父是全能的。
But we forget that our Father is omniscient, omnipotent, all powerful.
他是供应一切的。
He's our provider who provides everything for us.
鼓励我们昼夜思想他的话语。
So I encourage you to meditate on his law day and night.
读经祷告。
Read his word and pray to him.
接下来结果子。
Next, let's talk about bearing fruit.
第十五章第五节。
John 15:5, let's read the verse together.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。马太福音第七章第十七节。
Matthew 7:17.
一起念。
Let's read together.
这样凡好树都结好果子，唯得坏树结坏果子。那我们到底要结什么果子呢？
What kind of fruit are we bearing?
加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节。
Let's read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
也请圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。所以我们结的果子，一个是圣灵的果子。
The fruit we are to bear is the fruit of the Spirit.
以弗所书五章九节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9.
也请光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。以弗所书一章十到第十一节，也请你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀充满归于神。仁义的果子。
The fruit of righteousness.
哥罗西书第一章第十节。
Colossians 1:10.
也请，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神善行上的果子。
Bearing fruit in every good work.
希伯来书第十二章第十一节。
Hebrews 12:11.
也请，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子。义，平安的果子。
Fruit of righteousness, peace, fruit of peace.
希伯来书第十三章第十五节。我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为献祭给神，就是那承认主之名的嘴唇的果子。所以在这几个当中，让我们看到神要我们所结的果子不只是传福音。
So from the passages we just read, we learn that the fruit God wants us to bear is not only preaching the gospel and bring people to the Lord.
更重要的是我们生命当中是不是彰显出神的品性来。
But also,What's more important is the fruit of our lives.
很多时候我们在想结果子是为了自己的好处。
We might often think that bearing fruit is for our own benefit.
但是当在这个一个月前我跟带这些孩子的时候，
But as I shared with you a month ago, as I was leading the kids in studying John chapter 15 verses 1 to 11,
里面有个问题这样说道。
A question raised.
枝子结葡萄。
A vine bears grapes.
但是枝子吃葡萄吗？
But does the vine eat grape?
我们是枝子。
We are a vine.
我们所结的果子。
Our branches bear the fruit.
很多时候不是给我们自己吃的。
It's not for our own good.
是为了要荣耀神。
It's to glorify God.
约翰福音十五章第八节，也请。
John 15:8.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。当我们藏在主里面的时候，
As we remain in the Lord,
我们结果子，
We abide him to glory, to bear fruit.
但是最重要的是要来荣耀神。
But what's most important is to glorify God.
我很喜欢魏思敏的小要理问答。
I really like Westminster's shorter catechism.
因为他第一个问题
For the first question,
人生的首要目的是什么？
Is what is the chief end of man?
人生的首要目的就是荣耀上帝并以他为乐直到永远。
And the answer is man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
当我们藏在主里面的时候，
As we abide in the Lord,
我们结果子，
We will bear fruit.
是为了荣耀神的名。
To glorify God's name.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31.
夜情。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。当我们藏在主里里面的时候，
Abide in the Lord.
我们每一件事情都是为了荣耀他而行的。
We do everything in His to glorify God.
鼓励我们每一个人。
So I encourage you, all of you here.
要藏在主里面。
To abide in Him.
不要停止聚会。
And do not stop gathering together.
读上帝的话语。
Read God's word.
跟神祷告。
Pray to Him.
最后把荣耀归给神。
Do all for the glory of God.
我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow down our head and pray.
我的父神，我们献上感谢的心。
Our Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
你是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
You are the vine and we are the branches.
你要你，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from you, we can do nothing.
求神带领我们。
We ask you to guide us.Lead us.
真的是渴慕你的话语。
So that we will desire your word.
让我们昼夜思想你的话语。
And meditate your word day and night.
让我们弟兄姐妹在一起，真的是彼此的鼓励，彼此的带导。
And as we gather together, we can pray together and encourage each other.
让我们一起真的是结出神你所喜悦的果子。
And together we will bear the fruit that please you.
让我们能够荣耀你的圣名直到永远。
And glorify your name, forever after.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.